The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Rabbi Daniel Lapin returns with more of how the world really works on the Blaze Radio Network, on demand.
Hello, everybody. I'm Rabbi Daniel Lapin, and I'm promoting the Rabbi Daniel Lapin Show, which is a beautiful one-hour program this week, and all about the way we can detect the differences between liberalism and conservatism, particularly in the area of humor. But you see, both liberalism and conservatism agree that certain rules and regulations, laws and structures are needed to preserve society. Everybody agrees that you have to have a common agreement that red lights mean you put your foot on the brake and you stop your vehicle at the light. When it turns green, you go ahead. Everybody agrees with that, liberalism and conservatism. And I'm not speaking about individual liberals or individual conservatives or individual Republicans or individual Democrats. I'm speaking about the philosophies. And both sides agree that that is an example of a kind of regulation you have to have. Now, one of the reasons that both sides agree is because the consequences of violating the rule is so painfully immediate. Everybody senses it. Everybody knows it. You can look at it. It's bad. But there are other rules that are equally important in preserving the long-term durability of a society, and these are violated with apparent impunity because it takes quite a long time for the consequences to be discovered. So, for instance, it's not hard to see that a society in which children are raised in an intact family by the mother and father who conceived the child and gave birth to the child, that they should go ahead and raise the child is a good idea for society. Why? Because we've not found a better way to implant into children those qualities that are so essential in adult citizens of a society, namely the ability to self-regulate, self-discipline, and essentially to self-govern. But when you have a growing number of children, and you can see this happening in the United Kingdom as you can in the United States, you have a growing number of children that are being raised without fathers by single mothers who are also raising half-siblings that were conceived by a number of other men to whom the mother was not married. This is the situation in both countries now, in an underclass that is really found in almost all spectra. It's there. And we all understand that you reach a certain tipping point where a certain percentage of births in any given year in a society are of children who are going to be raised or who are going to grow up willy-nilly in that fashion. With, you know, down the road, you're going to have a problem as the number of people in the society expand, number of people who are incapable of governing themselves, self-disciplining themselves, those people then become the slaves of government. It's inevitable. It has to happen. And so for conservatism says, look, we want to keep government small because we will take on the responsibility of self-government. You won't need to hire hordes and hordes of policemen to monitor the policemen you've hired to monitor us. Because we will be self-disciplined, self-governed. We will regulate ourselves and raise our children to be the same. But liberalism says, no, everybody should feel free to do whatever they need to do. Government will regulate, government will control, and ultimately government will take care of you from having to face the consequences of your own calamitous choices. Well, that's all very well, but what has that got to do with the fact that the overwhelming majority of humor revolves around toilet functions, sexual functions, and God? Why is it that that's what humor is? I mean, why do people laugh mostly at that? All of this explained in its fullness in the entire show, which you will see alongside. Go ahead, listen to it and enjoy it. My website, rabbidaniellapin.com. Got it? R-A-B-B-I, rabbidaniellapin.com. And while you're there, take a look at an audio program called Perils of Profanity. You are what you speak. Shockingly important when it comes to every aspect of your life, including business. All of that at rabbidaniellappin.com. Send me a note. That's a way to communicate with me as well. Love to hear from you. Until next week, I'm Rabbi Daniel Lappin. God bless.
Ancient solutions to modern problems. This is Rabbi Daniel Lappin on demand on the Blaze Radio Network.